Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
Oh, it's me. Hello. No, I'm experimenting with some different styles, actually. Look, it's Cuddle Club. Listen. It's more like listen rather than look, I suppose. It's not a television show yet. Anyway, today I've got Daisy Buchanan on, who is great. She's written so many books, and I actually did her podcast in Margate, if you can believe. She lives in Margate near my mother. Don't try and ask for my mother's address. So I had a lovely time doing her podcast, which is about books, called Your Book. And she's written loads of the bloody things, so I think she'd know. And then I was very excited because I walked around Margate and I saw her book in the window. And then she texted me to say she saw my book in the window. And I thought, well, isn't that lovely? I'm actually going to an event of hers in Margate. If anyone listens from Margate, she's organising a book festival on the 21st of October. It might go on longer than that, but I'm on the 21st. And I'm going to go and see Deborah Levy doing a talk. I'm so excited about that. And then I am doing something with her at 12:30 on the Saturday 21st, if anyone is in Margate. And I'll be signing my book there. So you can come and get a signed copy of her book, my book, and that's a day out. So please welcome Daisy Buchanan.
Hello.
And just now I'm positioned. I've been to your house, haven't I?
You have.
I've met your husband.
You've met my husband. We had vegan jam tarts.
Yes, because I was on your podcast, which is a beautiful podcast. Your Booked.
Oh, thank you.
Lovely podcast. All about. Well, you can tell them what it's about.
Your Booked is for literary nosy parkers. Originally, the idea was I would go to someone else's house and look at their books. Then I got lazy and I thought it's much easier to get them to come round and talk about books. We talked to an amazing range of authors. We started this series with Mary Beard, which was
You get the biggies. And it's Mary Beard popping in your living room.
No, weirdly, Mary Beard, we recorded that one in the Maldives. We got invited to a really flash literary festival.
If next year this Maldives Island Literary Festival is going ahead, as an author, will you pop me as a plus one? Dale won't mind.
Absolutely, honey. But Dale's been before. He doesn't need to go again.
Dale doesn't need to go. It's so sort of cliche to bring your husband, don't you think?
I know. We need to keep people guessing.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh, quick thing. Your name. Is it your real name?
It is an assumed name.
Yes, because it's the name of the person in The Great Gatsby.
Yes, it was a joke that got out of hand.
Right.
Now you Google Daisy Buchanan and a picture of Carrie Mulligan comes up and I am fine with that.
Yeah, wow. Isn't it so funny when you think you know someone's name but you don't really know their name? I read your book, Limelight. That's what it's called, isn't it?
It's called Limelight.
I loved it.
Thank you.
And then I saw it in the bookshop in Margate in the window and I was very excited. But was Limelight hard to write?
It was hard to write in that the original story I wanted to tell was much more, I think, about celebrity exposure. So briefly, it is the story of Frankie, who kind of feels like she lives in the shadows. She's 29. She feels a bit awkward. She's got a beautiful big sister, Bean, who's got two kids, lives in Clapham, very practical and sensible and sorted. Their mum, Alison, is a bit of a nightmare, a wannabe stage mother who requires a lot of careful management. Frankie's hobby is OnlyFans. For legal reasons, I can't call it OnlyFans, or rather, I didn't want to go into the weeds of what I might want to do legally. But she feels like no one looks at her in real life, but she doesn't think the internet is real life. And it's this like tiny place where she feels confident, and it's where she sort of gets self-esteem. Then enter celebrity feminist influencer Maz Clark, who says, the world is slut-shamed, let me slut-pride you, just do what I say, and it's all going to be fine. Of course, it isn't.
Yeah.
And I was originally really curious about, I think, like the celebrity angle and Maz's world and Maz's friends. And I love this idea that of this woman who just kept picking up people and sort of lifting them up to a great height and then dropping them and getting bored. And my editors kept saying, but we really like Frankie and Alison and Dean and the family, and that's what the story is about. And I was like, no, let me make up more celebrity friends for Maz.
So
I've never written a book that's changed so much, kind of edit to edit. I learned a lot is the positive spin on it.
Do they trust you, your editors? Have you got the same publishing company?
Yeah, so I've got a brand new editor, but all my books are published by Sphere.
Why have you got a new editor?
Because my old editor left, ironically. I wrote a book called Careering, which is a novel, but it's about kind of our problematic obsession with work and what we do. We talked a bit, didn't we, about lovely Emma Gannon, her brilliant book, The Successful.
Yeah, and she's been on here. And I think about her book a lot, actually,
I'm so excited. And I messaged her when we talked to say, Lee Sanders loved your book. She's like, yes, I know, I'm on her podcast. But my editor said, like, so yeah, about careering and that kind of trying to be good at your job, whatever costs and all of that. And like, it got me thinking. I think that I'm, I don't want to do this job anymore.
Oh, you're your editor. Yeah. Oh my God, off the back of your book. So you, oh my God, that's so funny. Well, it's not funny, but it is. So you wrote a book saying.
It's a little bit funny.
So you wrote a book about work-life balance called Careering and, you know, how we're too sort of career focused. And then she was like, yeah, love this book and bye-bye. Wow. You've changed your life.
It was erroneous. So I'm working on another book at the moment now about an editor who realises she's made a massive mistake and has to come. No, my new editor is wonderful. I know you've talked about it a bit and, you know, doing something very creative. And I'm wondering about how, you know, how you manage doing something that, you know, people turn to you, Lou, for fun. And you've got to provide
all this
fun.
I thought I was going to have burnout, actually, because I did live at the Apollo. And then the next day I had to go to this new job for half a day and I got no sleep. And then my whole body was like going to collapse in on itself. And I always am quite traumatic. So whenever I do loads of adrenaline things and then I have the crash, I'm like, well, I'm broken. Well, I must go on holiday for a week. But there's never a week to go on holiday. But I am planning a 2-day holiday. And once you've got that in the diary, like your body knows. So it's like, oh, it's fine. But sometimes with this job, you're on the treadmill. You've always got a feeling of homework. Mm. Same with you, like books, like you were saying.
And people say, oh, you should try living in the present. And you think, oh, thanks for that.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you find as well, because I know that we are both non-drinkers, and I loved your book so much. And the way you talk about, everything, including happy endings. But you know, having a very complicated relationship with, you know, alcohol and all of the other things. And, you know, I've noted that sort of sensitivity where you're really, really stressed and you just really feel it so much in your body. And I stopped drinking just over a year ago thinking, this is going to make everything wonderful. I'll be so happy and it'll all be great. And like, actually, those highs and lows and ups and downs, it feels much rawer. And sometimes it's nice and sometimes I think,
yeah, but
I don't love this.
No, it gets better and better and better. And then you learn like where to put it, kind of thing. But like there's other things where you can expend it. But you know, I think you'd still have those highs and lows, but you'd still have them but in a different way. And you're numbing yourself. So then they're just bigger when they come in, I think.
And it's the best and worst thing about adult life. You know, I'm delighted, but I also hate it so much that any exercise does always make me feel better.
Yeah.
And as someone who didn't really do any exercise until I was about 30, I hate everyone for being right about this. But
yeah, I know. But then getting yourself there is so dull. Anyway, why don't you let your husband sit down?
Why don't my husband sit down? I can tell you this because he told me after he'd gone. The truth is that he hadn't showered that day and he was really nervous about sitting beside you on the sofa because felt a bit stinky.
Right. Okay.
And I think it had just been one of those days that had like got away with him. And obviously,
he had to go out for the jammy dodger at the time, didn't he? So, yeah, fair enough. Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal. Okay, are you ready for the quick fire round?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. English lit or English language?
English lit.
Can women write stuff that's not about them?
No, they're not allowed.
Now, who's the most interesting person you've ever met?
We did a podcast with Patricia Cornwell, the very famous American sort of crime writer and forensics writer. And it was the pandemic. It was a weird time. She didn't put a camera on, so I was shouting into the void. And she talked a lot about owning a pair of Queen Victoria's knickers. And she was also talking about the robot uprising. And I was trying to get things back on track. And I said, so, Patricia, what books shall we give the robots to make sure that they're great and, you know, good citizens? And she said, not Hitler's book, that's for sure. So she was one of the most interesting people I've ever met.
Okay, interesting. The touch quiz will touch you now. Touch quiz. So you've got five questions to think about what I'm touching. You know the touch quiz, of course you do by now. I do, and I'll say this as a little clue. I do tailor often the item or the person to the guest. Make of that what you will. So I'm thinking about touching it now. My eyes are closed and I'm really focusing. You have to guess. Five questions.
Is it a Fox's Glacier Mint?
No, but that's very confident / stupid to go in. So specific.
It's all I ever want. I don't know if they make it.
No, it's lovely that you guessed that, but it is incorrect. Yeah.
Is it something I can eat?
No. It's bigger and it's a bit iconic in a certain area. And that's all I'll say.
Is it the Lido sign in Margate?
Oh my God! It's the Lido sign. Really well done, actually, there.
Oh, not going to lie. When I go past the Lido sign, you know there are those documentaries about the people who fall in love and are sexually attracted to, like, the Eiffel Tower and cars.
Yeah, my people, yeah.
And when I go past the Lido sign, I think I get it now. If I was going to marry any object an item of local news interest.
Yes.
Mind you, I'd have competition, wouldn't I?
I think, yes, a lot of girlies would.
It does look like a cock.
Yeah. The Lido sign, we should explain, is an iconic sign in Margate and it feels very old, like it's been there a while, has it?
Well, I know that they've restored it. So it's old enough for bits to have fallen off and for more bits to be grafted on.
60s, 70s, maybe. We don't know. But it's a beautiful sign. A lot of people have their pickies taken with it, don't they?
There are some nice bars. And if you sort of come out at the right time when the sun is going down, you
can get there's wonderful sunsets in Margate. Ask my mother. Ask my mother. She's always sending me them. I don't know anything about your family, actually.
So I've got five little sisters and my mum and dad are still together.
Bloody hell.
And we were pretty cuddly. That's another thing, because I was thinking about this.
And well, then we were actually pretty cuddly at the Buchanan's, not our real name.
Before I stopped drinking, I would have just said, yes, cuddling into it, love it, all good.
Yeah.
Now I feel much more conscious about it. I think that's also a post-pandemic thing as well. But yeah, cuddling people I know, I always do. I'm, you know, from a huggy people. I do tend to, and I think I probably did it to you when we came in. Like, I always give people a little kiss on the cheek. And I started to think, do people want that?
I didn't
know. Is that me being French and delightful or me being slightly weird? And I just have suddenly started second guessing everything I know.
Oh, I know. It's cuddling. So annoying. I don't know why we have to second guess ourselves. You know, clutch a cheek. I mean, I don't know what. Which cheek? Yeah, I know. No, to keep up top, I'd say.
Yeah, just a little gentle pinch.
Yes, a little rub. Gentle pinch.
And people don't seem to like that.
No,
and I don't know why.
It's very French. So five younger sisters, so six girls altogether.
Six girls.
That's mad. How did your parents cope?
There was lots of delegation, I think. So I am the eldest. We're all quite close together. Yeah. So I am 8 years older than the youngest. Maddie and Dottie are twins. So obviously that made a big difference when I was like 10 and they were two. And, you know, the babies are all right, actually. It's the sisters after Beth and Grace, who there's not much between us at all. And I would say we were vicious to each other. I was vicious to them. Yeah. I do look back at what a horrible big sister I was. And I do feel quite ashamed.
I was mean.
But we're close now.
Where did you grow up? Like,
Dorset.
Oh, I'm imagining a farm.
It wasn't a farm because actually most of my family are quite scared of animals.
Really?
It probably smelled quite farmyardy at times.
Yeah.
That was generally the vibe.
Scared of animals?
Yeah. My parents really don't like dogs. I think they were both bitten when they were quite young.
Yeah.
And
well, it might be something about their personalities.
Yeah.
Why a dog wants to find them.
Because quite often in books, if you want someone to be a villain, you're like, oh, they hate dogs. I love Julie Cooper books and she loves her animals.
Yeah.
You know that you can sort of, you're like, oh, I'm going to like this character because they've got 10 dogs. Like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah. This
but I don't think that's true because I didn't used to like dogs. And so there, proof in the pudding. There we go. No, there was more to that bucket.
I've changed my mind about dogs because I did used to be quite frightened of them. And now I'm always a bit wary, about a little bit like cuddling. Like if I know you, bring it in. If you're a strange dog, I'm a little bit like...
Is a dog getting a pinch on the bum or not so much? Depends on the dog, I suppose.
Depends on the dog. Depends how clean the bum looks. Yeah, it's definitely a bit of a danger zone.
Yeah. I mean, heaven knows I've cut enough feces out of my cat's fur.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Like a... hang on. Like a bridge over cuddled water. Okay, do you want to play Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water?
I do. I think this is not going to go well for me.
It's not
going
to go well for either of us. Okay, Scroobius Pip was supposed to send them in, but he's just recovering from COVID.
Oh, because I was poor. I hope Scroobius Pip gets well soon. I was thinking about that, and I did think that, you know, the A-list guests get Scroobius Pip.
No,
but it's also, it's a different kind of A-list to have the experience of you singing live.
They're all supposed to get Scroobius Pip, but he's running behind because at this point, well, you've heard of COVID-19, I suppose. do you want to be on the podcast more or not, Scroobius Pip? Okay, here we go. So, cuddle. No, because I'm cuddle. It's too hard. That was Dancing on My Own by Robin, but it wasn't. No, it's too hard. Okay, no one will mind.
Cuddly,
if Scroobius...
cuddle.
Okay.
Cuddle.
That's so good. Okay, we're doing it, reverse it. So you have to sing a song and I have to guess what it is.
Okay, am I doing that one?
No, because I will know what that
is. Okay, I did think of one because I think Alison Spittal, you see, I am a fan.
Oh, I love this.
Gets to actually sing her. So
yeah.
I did think this would be a good one. I don't think it's been done before, but it might have done.
It doesn't matter. I won't remember.
I might not get the full phrasing. Okay, so... Cuddle, cud. No, 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 no. Cud, cud, cuddle, 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 cud, cuddle, 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 cud, cuddle, 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 cud, cuddle, cud. No, 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 no. Cuddle, cud.
That's brilliant, but I don't know what it is. But it's so good.
It probably was a terrible choice. Should I tell you what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, God, but I think of them.
No, I love that. That was so much commitment and dedication.
That was Party Hard by Andrew W.K. James.
It's brilliant. And do you know what
that is? No, it's just, not, hang on. This is Andrew WK, isn't he? Not Andrew WKD.
No, yeah, not WKD. But he should have a rebrand.
He should have that branding.
That was brilliant, I've got to say. And I think, you know, Pip's out of a job and you're into one. So
I will, absolutely. I'd be happy to be your Bridge Over Cuddle Water supply teacher.
Yes. If you don't mind voice noting me about 10 songs, that will see us through to the end of the series. Cuddle Club. Cuddle club. I think that's enough. Any health complaints? Because I'm going to look them up for you.
Yes, I've been thinking about this.
Dream guest.
I don't know what Louise Hay would call it, but I would call it an arse spasm.
An arse spasm. That's an exclusive. We've never had one of those on the show before.
Sometimes when I'm walking really fast, I just have this sort of sudden shooting pain.
Oh. And
I think it's possibly to do with me not stretching properly when I'm doing exercise. And it comes and goes, you know, a sort of, you have like 30 seconds of going, oh, my ass! And then it's
fine.
Wow.
And it's just up the old jacksie, like a shooting pain.
Okay. I mean, not like buttock rather than inner. Like you wouldn't need to cut anything out of my fur.
Okay. Buttock. So let me look up arse and buttock. Anus.
which is not the anus.
Well, isn't it? Are you sure it's not?
I mean, quite often people say, and I know sometimes you have guests where it's like, well, actually, it is probably your hip. So it doesn't feel like my anus, but it might be my anus.
Well, I'm looking at bottom then.
You can use that for
the... I can use that for the... Bowels? No, it's got to be bottom, hasn't it? But bottom's not in there. Syphilis is there, tapeworm is there, you know, all that stuff.
I could have a sore throat after my Andrew WK.
Buttocks.
Ah!
Sorry about this. Right. Buttocks represent power. Loose buttocks, loss of power. Sharp pain. What's that going to be on the buttocks then? That's going to be like a stabbing. How does it make you feel?
It does briefly make me feel sort of powerless or like I just sort of want to go rah. So it's kind of, it does also kind of make me feel not unlike the Incredible Hulk. Like it's not a pain I can be polite about when it happens. Yeah. Luckily, it has only happened on quiet streets.
Well, if it represents power, loss of power, you say, I wonder what you're thinking about when that happens. Something to think about.
Ooh. About,
you know?
Yeah, normally I'm late. That's why I'm walking fast. So.
Right. Okay, so what you have to say is, I use my power wisely. I am strong. I am safe. All is well.
I use my power wisely. I am strong. I am safe. All is well. That's great.
So
thank
good.
Thank you, Louise. And thank you, Louise.
Thank you, Louise. and good luck with your new life. Come on, let us in. Are you romantic?
Yes, I think I am. I think that definition has changed a bit for me. Like when I was younger, I loved big gesture. I'm trying to think about the love stories that I really, really loved. And, you know, what we sort of get told about, like, what is romantic, which is like being ignored by someone who suddenly wants you or being pursued by someone against all odds. And actually now what I think is really romantic is just like when people are very thoughtful, when people remember tiny things that you've told them.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of it's quite toxic, actually, what we were told. And can you remember a best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
Yes, I was looking this up because some years ago, The Guardian sent me to a professional hugger.
For an article?
No, because I'd gone to a party and disgraced myself and they packed me up. Yes, for an article. Mm. And I was looking this up and I remember him telling me that a good hug involves like putting your hand on the base of the spine to be, you know, trustworthy or to establish that sense of trust, I guess. And a photographer was there. And I do remember him hugging me. He was very nice. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like, oh, this man has set up a cuddling and hugging business to exploit people. Not like when you go to Reading and people have got the free hug signs and you're like, this doesn't
what's
look like a trap
going
at
on
all.
Here? Yeah.
But I definitely remember trying to kind of detach a bit and be objective and be like, is this a good hug? Is this a bad hug? And the weirdness of, I suppose, knowing ultimately I was going to get paid for the hug, albeit not by the person hugging me. So, yeah, I'm not sure that I learned anything. I wish I had.
And that's why print media is dead, I suppose. It's not.
And I meant to look the guy up and see if he's still going. God, I hope he got a lovely COVID grant because that would have put a spanner
right.
in his wheels.
Yeah. Spanner is wheels.
Spanner is wheels?
Yeah, do you think so? That would stop you. That would stop you. So it does work. Wow. Okay. I would actually read that article. I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? Best hug in a film.
The End of Breakfast at Tiffany's, which is a film I loved when I was a teenager and a film I've sort of taken again since because Holly Golightly is just a nightmare. She is the worst, but it took me quite some time to see that. But it is so lovely when they hug at the end and the cat's there and it's in the rain. I think a hug in the rain is good because it...
Yeah, it means you really want to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like when they did the smoking ban and you had to go outside to have a cigarette, you really had to want that cigarette.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are some good... I can't think of anything specific, but I love Parks and Recreation and a Ron Swanson hug. I think they're rare, but they're so meant because that is a man who is very deliberate, I think,
with his hugs. You know, I supported him on tour. When he was in the UK. Nice guy.
Amazing. I went to see him with my husband when we were in New York And we did not plan the trip well because we went to this delicious and insane restaurant and we ate everything and we felt quite bloated. We could have done with Louise.
Yeah. Hayler.
And also, have you had this? There are a few shows I've been to where people just, I don't know if it's like they've never been out before or what, but we just sat by like the drunkest, loudest people.
No.
And it was an absolutely enormous auditorium and we just kind of couldn't do it. It was too much.
Really? So, yeah. Well, yeah, that's really annoying, people talking at a comedy show.
Then we had that as well with me and my whole family. We all went to see Billy Joel in Dublin.
Nice.
And because my family love Billy Joel. That's something I forgot to tell you about. That's how we can be identified. But yeah, I just remember like right before the end, he had one song to go and the people in front of me, well, it makes me sound like really like judgmental and awful, like I've stopped drinking and I hate people who drink. But it was just about to close and they missed the last song and they came back from the bar and they had sort of 4 pints each. And it's quite a young couple, like younger than me. And what I really want is to go to a live show and see, you know, the comedians I love and the performers I love and have everyone promise to be very solemn and serious and quiet and focused.
Yes, silence and water, please. Yes, we know how to have a good time. We'd like to control our surroundings, please. No, I know what you mean, though. Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. Okay, it's Alan de Botton.
Yay!
You want Alan de Botton?
Give me that Alan de Botton.
You can pick a card, any
card.
What's that nosy Parker want to know?
Let's go for this. How has your family damaged you?
Oh, love that. I love that quesy from Alan.
So my dad is a real perfectionist and I think his mum was a real perfectionist. And I'm very aware this is such a rubbish thing to complain about because, you know, my parents are sort of hyper-focused. And I think also being the eldest, there was lots of kind of, you know, pressure to do all right. And so I think I wish I was better at just, you know, being a bit laid back, being like, sometimes things can go wrong.
Sarah,
you know, we have sort of clean water and shelter and I think that me and my sisters did lots of kind of running around trying to make sure everything is okay. And I think my mum is less of a perfectionist and definitely can be quite intense about some things. But I think that her and my dad are an example of something I've got a theory about in couples where you can be quite similar when you meet and then you sort of push each other further and further apart.
Wow.
Like with me and my husband, he is a Virgo and I was like, brilliant, someone else who wants to be at the airport 4 hours early.
Yeah.
And now he's annoyingly chilled out about that.
Because your drive, it's like that book, The Dance of Anger. If you go one way, the other person goes the other way because they're like, oh, that's catered for. So yeah.
It's a toxic tango, an emotional maelstrom.
But it's quite good in a way, though, because you don't need to be there 4 hours early. So if he goes the other way, you'll still be 2 hours early, which is ideal, really.
We've not missed a plane yet, although...
But we are getting divorced.
We are going on holiday on Saturday, so nice. I might have jinxed us.
Ah, touch wood. Where are you going to?
Going to Sicily.
Oh, that's nice.
Never been before.
No, I've never been. From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts. Finally, what's life all about?
Oh, I think it's relief.
What?
I think my favourite feeling is when I think something dreadful is going to happen and then it's okay. You know, I think about all the things that can happen, which is, you know, for me, my sort of most frequent crisis is being out and needing to find a toilet and not knowing where I'm going to find one.
Those buttocks, yeah.
Quite. They needed a lot of management. Or, you know, all of those things where, because I'm so anxious and I'm always thinking about the worst thing happening.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just think of those moments. Like today, I got on a train. I had to go to London Bridge. I learned the train was not stopping at London Bridge. I got off and that felt like I'd won a prize.
Really?
I think
nice.
Those moments of like, try, because I like to think of things to be grateful for. And quite often it's like, oh, that. Could have gone one way, but it went this way.
Yeah. But is it Mark Twain? He said something like, I've had a lot of worries in my life, but very few of them have come true.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
Good indictment of the human brain to constantly catastrophize and then it doesn't happen. But I think there's a better way to be, surely. I mean, I haven't found it yet, but it would be nice not to worry about that stuff.
It would be really nice.
Don't let it in, you know, but I don't know.
But then sometimes the more you go through it and the more you think, hold on, this has happened before and it was fine last time. So I've done my scientific research and, you know, the evidence suggests it's all going to be okay.
Yeah. But I will say the sweet relief of having a piss when you've held it in for so long is one of the best feelings in the world.
I did, like, could you imagine, like, because I loved Succession and I think there's a lot about, you know, billionaires and how those, you know, silly questions you ask yourself, like, imagine, you know, being some sort of like mega mogul and having everything you want and having the Malibu mansion, or, you know, even sort of in my own career, like, you know, imagine if I say, you know, my book started sort of doing really, really well and I knew I'd just always be a successful author and I could go away and write and I didn't have to worry. But my trade-off would be I'd always like slightly need the toilet in a really uncomfortable way.
Yeah.
Would I make that trade? No. I don't think I would.
No. And also I think you'd get so used to the Malibu beach home. You know, it's like whenever we've ever got anything we want, you get it and you're like, oh, right, that doesn't fill me up. Nothing fills you up in the way. So it would just be a bigger version of that.
It's so true. It's the hedonic treadmill. I often think of that Simpsons episode where Homer takes Mr. Burns' private jet and then he just doesn't want to get off and he's just clinging to the side. And that once, that's the thing, isn't it? Whenever something lovely happens, and I'm sure you've gone to some like incredible places and had some incredible experiences in your career, and you sort of, it's very hard, isn't it, to think that was just astonishing. And you're like, why isn't every day like this now?
Yeah, you think, God, I'm so lucky for that opportunity. Like, I can't believe how lucky I am. And then, you know, a couple of days later, you're like, well, what's next then? Because that's done, you know, which is, I mean, so I guess the trick is to enjoy the fucking moment, etc. But, you know, it is, that does get easier, I suppose, I think.
It does, especially if you play fast and loose with your drinking water and being out and needing the toilet habits.
Fast and loose. You sat on that toilet feeling like it's your throne and you're a queen. thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it.
I am so happy to be here. I love this podcast so much.
Thank you. So that was Daisy Buchanan. You can follow her on Instagram, The Daisy B. Daisy is D-A-I-S-Y and B is B-E-E. And you can buy her books. She's got so many books on sale. I read The Limelight, which I really enjoyed. Yeah, she's got tons. She's got autobiographies. She's got fiction. Oh, yeah. Get yourself involved and listen to her podcast. And also enjoy your life and goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.